I tend to look at the world through manuscripts rather than through stela. My perspective will be from the Aztec world, where you have pictorial codices and relief sculpture. The manuscripts were not public documents. Essentially, they were created for the nobility, for the rulers and their families, because the painted histories explained how the present order had come to be. And it told the history of the people. One thing that the structure suggests to me is that this kind of history grounds the Aztec Empire in the ancient past and shows that it will continue regardless of the coming of the Spaniards. What we in the 1990s would call myth and history blend together. Most of the histories begin in what we might call mythological time, in a time that cannot be so precisely pinned down. And then the stories continue into what we might call real time and end either with the foundation of a city or carry it up to the present rulers. You can't really separate myth and history functionally in these manuscripts. I think that if we start trying to say, oh, this is myth, this is history, we cause ourselves needless trouble, because I don't believe the pre-Columbian peoples made that distinction. Certainly there are dates that are to be read as metaphoric dates, especially in the Aztec and Mixtec manuscripts. But if we try to draw hard edges between myth and history, my sense is that we're asking the wrong question. When you ask, do they convey history, do they convey propaganda? I would say yes. Except the problem with using history slash propaganda in that way and setting up that dichotomy is that propaganda is so loaded as a term. And I think the use of the term propaganda is not really as apt. The manuscripts are telling stories of the past, and all of these stories have a point of view and a reason for being told. And if you consider the fact that each story will suppress certain things that aren't important to that storyline and will highlight others, then yes, they do manipulate. They are propagandistic to that extent. But all stories, all histories do that. My interest is in finding what kinds of things are selected and why they're selected, because it tells us why the manuscript was created. It tells us about the mind of the manuscript painters. And our idea that history always has to be true, well, these manuscripts are true in a larger sense.